Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Moya, Rav David Tzion, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Tainis daf Yud Aleph. Good morning, Rav Zalman, David Yoshua, Ruvain, Avi, Dr. Joe, Chaim, Shmuel, and Tzvika. Says the Gemara on the top of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. I'm Ravina Marav. Call a marav atzmo b'shnei ra'avon. Anyone who starves himself, not literally starves himself, but he afflicts himself, and he does not eat a lot during times of a famine. Anyone who does not eat a lot during times of a famine, good morning Yitzchak. Call a marav atzmo b'shnei ra'avon. Anyone who starves himself during years of a fast, nitzel mimisa mishuna. Wow. He gets saved from dying not in his right time, from a strange kind of a death, from cherev or rav, etc. Shenemar, bera'av padcha mimavis. That if you are bera'av, if you join everybody else and you are bera'av, if you are in a situation of famine, so Hashem will redeem you from death. May ra'av be ba'aleh. It should have said, may Hashem will redeem you from Rav. Ela hachikamar. Bishar shemar of atzmo. Bishnei ravon. With the reward that you will, that you starve yourself during days of fast. So Hashem will redeem you. Nitzom yisim mishun. You're saved from terrible death. Amar Rish Lakish. Aser la'adam l'shamesh mitaso bishnei ravon. It's forbidden for a person to have marital relations during a time of famine. Shenemar, Yosef yulad shnei banim b'terem tavo shnas harav. That Yosef had two sons prior to the years of famine. For the fact that the Torah highlights that he had the kids before the years of famine shows that during the years of famine, Yosef would not have engaged in having children. Tana, however, we learned in a brisa, Chasuchei banim. If a person doesn't have any kids, then mishamshim mitosei mishnei ravon. Then, even during times of famine, it's okay to have marital relations. Now, the Rama in Shulchan Aruch writes that it's not only a famine that you're not allowed to have marital relations in, but any shas tzara for Klal Yisrael, while other people are in pain, you're not supposed to be engaging in marital relations, like a plague. I remember at the beginning of the coronavirus, and people were dying left and right. So people were asking shailas, like, you know, is this the right time for us? Did mamish a shas a sakana? The Mesillas Yesharim says no. That if there's a dever chayv ara, then it's a midas chasidus, but you're not really obligated. The Marsha disagrees and says no. It's a real halacha by any eis tzara for Klal Yisrael. People should not engage in marital relations. And what is considered to be a famine? So the Achronim write, if the food prices double, if the food prices get to be double normal prices. So take a look at Tosis over here. Top Tosis. Asalad Mashav Nevron. Vim Tomar. Tosis Akasha. Vahare Yocheved Nolda Bein Hachomos. Vaoso Ha'es Es Ra'av Haya. The Jewish people went down during the famine. And Yocheved was born. That means Levi, her father, had relations during the famine. Val Kain, Val Karchacha, Shimshu Mitosein, Mishnei Ravon. So you see they had relations during the famine. V'yishloma delukuliam lo havi aser, el l'misha rotze linogatzo b'chassidus. V'yosef lo shima shavashar b'nei adam shimshu. So Tosis says, well, it's just a midas chassidus. But the Ritva and the Ran give a different answer. Well, some say, well, Levi didn't have kids. Since he didn't have kids, it was okay. Levi was chashuchei banim. The Ritva and the Ran write that, no, for Klal Yisrael, it wasn't shnei ra'avon. Klal Yisrael had plenty of food. It was the Egyptians that didn't have it. So Yosef was in Mitzrayim. He wouldn't have done it in Mitzrayim. But for Klal Yisrael, chutz la'aretz, they had food. So it wasn't an issue. Now, there's another issue. Let's say you have a kid, but you haven't been Mekayim Pru or Ru yet. But we pass like Beis Hillel, in order to be kind of prove you need a boy and a girl. So let's say you had a boy, but you didn't have a girl. You had a girl. So what would be the halach over there? So that's what some say. The Gvura Sariya Mishnah Berurah say, as long as you haven't yet been mekayim the mitzvah pruvu, you'd be allowed to. But the Rimi Lunil says no. If you look at the Gemara carefully, it says someone who doesn't have kids at all. This is not an issue of halacha of being mekayim the mitzvah. It means you're not supposed to be besimcha in the rest of the world. So once a person has a kid, so, you know, it's not, even if you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah pruvu totally, still you would not have a heter, according to the Rimi Lunil. And look at the words, the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say anyone who doesn't mekayim pruvu, it means anyone who doesn't have kids. So he takes that more literally. And, I'm sorry, one second. And the Taz Paskins that way as well. Simple shot in the words. Because that's somebody who's really, really in pain very, very much. The Shulchan Aruch, just my last point about this, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter if you don't have kids, but the Magen Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, and the Taz say, not that it's mutter if you don't have kids, you're obligated to engage in marital relations, even during a famine or even during a Shas Torah, if you don't have kids. Yes, I'm sorry, Yitzchak.
I don't understand Tosfos citing Levi. We don't take halacha from Avos, let alone from the Fratim.
Right, but we assume, right, so the Kash is not, is more like, how could he have done it? Because we, because they tried to be Mekayim the Torah as well. Not that that would be a source for the halach for us, but how could he have done it? You know, if the, we believe that the Avos, the tribes, tried to keep all the mitzvahs of Torah, Avim, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they tried to keep it, so they taught it, so how could he have done it? But maskim, yeah, we wouldn't have learned the halach from there, yeah. Let's continue. We learned Tana Rabbanan. Bizman Shisrael Shurim Bitzar. Upiresh echad mehem. If Klal Yisrael's bitzar, and one Jew is going to say, "Yeah, I know Klal Yisrael's bitzar, but I don't have to worry about Klal Yisrael's tzar. I'm not worried about Klal Yisrael's tzar. You know, I'm going to go along my merry way." So the Gemara says, "Ba'in shnei malachei asheres shemalav lo l'adam. Did you know this? I thought there's only two malachim that accompany you home from shul Friday night. That's what I thought, there's malachim. But apparently this Gemara says that right now, as we're sitting here, each of us has two malachim. One good one on one side, and then the not good malach on the other side. Some say it's the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. But anyway, every person always in life is accompanied by two malachim. So anyone who is poresh from Klai Yisrael's Tzar, Bad Shnei Malachim Yashar Shemalavin Lola Adam, the two malachi asharis that accompany a person wherever he goes, umanichin lo yudeim al rosho, they place their hands on his head, v'omrim, ploni zesh apirish minat tzibur, al yira benachamas tzibur. He separated himself from the tzar of the tzibur, he's not going to be delivered from the he's not going to see the nechama. Tani idach, there's another b'ayis, v'zman shat tzibur tzar ashar b'tzar, when the tzibur is b'tzar, al yomar adam eilech lebesi, I don't need to be part of the tzar. Nothing's going to happen to me. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "V'nei sason v'simcha harog bakar v'shchot zon achol basav v'shasav zon achol v'shasav ki mochar namos." Eat and drink and be married today, because tomorrow we'll die. Like, you don't even care about it. You don't care about the fact that there's a tzara in the world. So let's party before we die. Maksiv basrei. What the next pasuk? They're not going to get kapara except for misa. Ad kad midas benonim. So this is the mida of the benonim, who at least they believe that they're going to die the next day. Avol b'midas rishayim maksev asayu. Also right there in Yeshayahu, asayu ve'ekha yayin v'nisba'a. Sheikhar will get drunk. And Gadol Yesem Od, we're going to party tomorrow even more than today. Maksim Basrei, Hatzadik Avad, Ve'ein Ish, Samalev, Kimipne Haro, Nesav Hatzadik. What this is going to cause for the Rishayim to party, they're not even going to realize that Tzadikim are going to start dying, and people won't even care. People don't even realize that the reason why the Tzadikim are dying is that bad days are coming ahead. There's a number of different explanations why the tzaddikim had to die. if the bad days are coming ahead. So Rashi says that the tzaddikim shouldn't have to see the terrible tragedies that are going to come on the Rishayim. Rashi has a second shot that Hashem takes away the tzaddikim, that they shouldn't daven for the Rishayim. And the Ran says that way as well. The Nebuk Yosef writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the tzaddikim to die so that their merit should not defend the people, and that they shouldn't be zeicha to be machzir them b'tshuva. You take a look in the middle of the page, right? In the middle of the page, Tzadik avad ve'ein ish samalev mipnei mahu meis mipnei hara nesav asadim v'shelo yitztarhu b'ra. Right? Lashon acher mipnei ros shel elu hu nesav she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotza she'yivakish aleim rachman. Hashem doesn't want that we should be mivakish rachman on them. A few things about this. A couple things about this. Just very briefly. So the Gemara says that every person has two malachim that accompany him. And the Mepharshim say one is a malach tov, one's a malach ra. So says the Teferis Yisrael. I'm sorry. The Teferis Yisrael counts five things that are included in someone who's porish midarchei tzibur. The Gemara here lists someone who's porish midarchei tzibur. Now, the simple pshat of this Gemara is, there's a famine for everybody else, but you have food, you have enough, so you're not going to get worried. You're not going to be in pain. So he lists five things. If you don't observe Klai Yisrael's minhagim, if there's like an assembly, like everyone's getting together for limud haTorah or for a mitzvah or for tzarchi tzibur, if the tzibur is in pain, you don't feel the pain of the tzibur. You don't daven for tzarchi tzibur. And it also means that someone who's appointed, so says the Rambam. The Rambam says all the, so too someone who's appointed as a leader and he like loses touch with the people. So the Rambam says these five people do not have a chelik in Olam Haba. So says the Rambam. These five people do not, you're called, you're defined, the Rambam defines you as a poresh midarchei tzibur, and you don't get any chelik. You do not get any chelik in the world to come.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Those three, I think they're Rashi's quote about tzaddikim and Rashaim. Shouldn't they be reversed? Why are the tzaddikim losing out just because of Rashaim are being so evil? Shouldn't the Rashaim like have consequences instead?
You know, they're going to have big consequences. What the Gemara is saying over here is that when you see things beginning to happen and a tzaddik begins to pass away, you have to be choshesh that something very, very, very bad is coming to the entire world, and Hashem doesn't want the tzaddik to have to live through that very bad time, or that the tzaddik shouldn't die for them. But you're right. But again, you're right that that's a little bit strange. The pasuk says, "Ki mipnei hara'a ne'asaf tzaddik." That's the pasuk in Yeshayo. That because of the bad that's coming, the tzaddik dies. You're right, but you know this, the bad is so bad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the tzaddikim to be around to try to block it. But you're right. It's a good question. Why is the tzaddik dying? Because the bad stuff is happening. The Rishayim should die. Yeah, but the Rishayim are going to die. They are going to die. The Rambam writes these two malachim are the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara. And the Orach Yishar writes that the Malach HaTov is created out of man's mitzvos and the Malach Hara is created out of man's averos. And it sounds like when you are porish min hatzibur, these malachim are porish from you, and now you don't have any protection anymore. And afterwards, they come to curse you from the fact that you separated yourself from the tzibur. Right. The Rambam says that you have no chelik in Olam Haba. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Now, Ella, what should a person do? Yitzar Adam im hatzibur. When the tzibur is in pain, you have to feel the pain of the tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu. Shetzir atzim im hatzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu dafka went out of his way to feel the pain of the tzibur. Shenemar, the war with Amalek. Videi Moshe kfeidim. The hands of Moshe were very heavy. Vayichu even vayosim v'tachta v'yishalei. He sat on a rock. He didn't have a pillow. He didn't have a nice seat to sit on. Ella kach amar Moshe. Ho v'Yisrael shurim b'tzar. Af ani eye imayim b'tzar. Klai Yisrael is at war. I'm going to sit on a rock. I'm going to be in pain with them. And by the way, the Achronim say here that even if you are not in pain, the chiyuv to be mishtatev is even if you are not in the same tzara, you could easily get out of that. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was with the same tzar, certainly Moshe knew with the koch of his nevuah that they were going to win the war based on his raising his hands. Nevertheless, he was mishtatev with the tzar. So says the Marsha. The Sfas Emes explains, based on what Chazal say in the Medrash Tanchuma, that Amalek was only able to fight with those who were left outside the cloud because of their sins. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not included in that. And yet, even though he was not included in the decree, nevertheless, he was mishtatif with the tsar of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. Elakacha ma Moshe. Anyone who joins the tzibur's pain, he will be zocha and sees the necham of the tzibur. V'shema yomar adam mi meid bi, who's going to know? Avnei beisei shel adam, akoros beisei shel adam miyidisbo. Your house, in the privacy of your own house, whether or not you're joining the tzar or everybody else, you're going to know. They're going to know. Shneimar ki even mikir tizok. Your wall is going to scream out. The kufis, type of brick, may eitz ya'anena. So they're gonna testify about you. You're supposed to be, observe it in public and in private and even inside yourself, even inside your body. Rabbi Sheila Amar Shnei Malachim Yeshar Sam Alavin LaAdam Hein Meidin Alav. Another two Malachim. They're gonna testify. Bishnei Ma Ki Malachav Yitzavelach L'Shmarcha B'Chol Derachecha. Rabbi Chidka Omer, Nishmaso Sheladim Hime Idalav. Your neshama is going to testify about you. Shneimar, Pasukin Micha, Mishocheches Chekecha Shemar Pischei Picha, Pischei Divrei Picha. So you, inside your insides, they're going to know what you're really about. It's going to testify about you. V'yesh Omerim, Evarv Sladim Yidim Mosh Neimar, Va'atem Eidai Nu'um Hashem. Your man's limbs are going to testify about him. We're going to talk a little bit more now about Schar Va'onesh. Oh, there's a little bit of a scary Gemara here. Pasuk says, Atzur Tamim Pa'alo Kichal Duracha Mishpat. Kel Emunah Ve'ein Avel. Tzadik V'yashar Hu. Kel Emunah. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a trustworthy judge? He's a trustworthy Hashem. Kishem Shinefraim Min Arishayim L'Olam Abba Filu Alav Eir Kal Shosin. Just like they're going to punish the wicked people in Olam Abba, even on the light of Eiris. So too Hashem punishes the tzaddikim in this world, even on the small averis that they do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, he's not going to forgive. He's not going to look the other way on the small ones. The Ben Yehoyada explains that if the tzaddikim needed to go into Gehenna, even for a little bit of time for the small averis, so people might think that when people see them going into Gehenna, so people might think that they are Rishayim. So Hashem says, and they're going to think that Hashem was not Mekayim His Havtacha with them. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the tzaddikim even on the little things in this world, so that when it comes to the next world, it's pure Gan Eden for them. And then people are not going to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Kel Emuna. So that's why He's got to punish them in this world. Ve'ein avel, k'shem she'mishalman schar l'tzadikim b'olam haba, afilu ha'mitzvah kala she'osin, kach mishalman schar l'rishayim b'olam hazeh, afilu ha'mitzvah kala she'osin. So that they will not get any reward in the next world. That's why it says tzadik v'yashar hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that tzadik gets his full tzadzidkus in the olam haba, and he's also matzdik kadin. To punish the tzaddikim even on the small averis in this world, so and does tova and he's yashar with the rishayim to pay their reward in this world in order that they should not get in the next world. Amru, the rabbi said, b'shas piti. This is a scary gemara. Should shake all of us to the core. Amru b'shas piti rosh shalom beis olamo. When a person is going to be brought, when a person leaves this world. Kol Maisav Nifratan Lefanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through every single one of a person's actions. in front of him in this world. Omer lo, kach v'kach hasisa b'makom ploni b'yom ploni. This is what you did on this day in this place. V'hu omer hein. And the person admits, you got me. You're right. V'omer lo, chasom. Sign this document that says that you did all these things. V'chosein. And each of us is going to sign that very scary document. Shnemar biyad kol adam yachtom v'lo od el shemas lov asedin. Not only are we going to sign with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're 100% right. V'omer lahem yofer damtuni. You're going to say to the Bezin Shalmala, I got the, you judged me correctly. L'kayim ha'shnemar l'man titztak b'dvarecha. The part of this Gemara that I find the most scary is not the fact that all of our actions from this world are going to, you know, that I think we know and we believe. But the fact that we're going to sit there and admit it, in other words, like, right now we still have the ability, we know right now exactly what those things are. And we're going to admit it. We're going to say, we're not going to have any excuses. We're going to be, so let's try to fix it now so that we, when we get there, we won't have to be admitting it, you know? Let's try to fix them now. Amar Shmuel, kol ha'yoshe b'tainis nikra chote. Oh, says the Gemara, Shmuel says, anyone who sits in a tainis is called a sinner. So that's Shmuel's opinion. Kol ha'yoshe b'tainis nikra chote. Sovaki ha'itani hills like the following Tana. The Sadi went to the Brice, or Belozar Kappa Berebi, means the great one. Omer, ma tamad lomar v'chivel me'ashe chotal ha'nefesh, that the Nazir has to atone from this, that he sinned from killing somebody. Who did the Nazir kill? He killed himself. Ella, Shetzir Atzma Menayayin, the fact that he withheld himself from the joy of the world, of a wine, he's called a sinner. He just took away from himself the pleasure from wine. Nikra Chote Hamitzah Atzma, he called over a guy who takes upon himself a fast for no reason. Allah is kama v'kama. He's called a sinner. Now the Mefarshim say over here, right? The fact that you are taking you're afflicting yourself. Rashi sounds like that. Mishnah Berurah passes that way. That the mere fact that you're taking away from yourself the ability to enjoy this world is a sin. The Me'iri writes the other way. You're called a sinner because you must have done so many averis that caused you to need to fast. That's why you're called a chote. Others say you're called a chote because you're being mizbatel from your learning. The fact that you're like in pain all the time, you can't really focus. You don't have enough ability to focus in the learning.
Does a person just wakes up and says, I'm going to fast today?
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Tosis has a discussion about this here in Dibur Maskil. Omar, how could Shmuel say you're called a sinner? There's a Bryson Bavakama that says a person is allowed to afflict himself. And Shmuel there says it means someone who sits in a fast day. In a fast, you're allowed to do that. So it's Mamish Astira and Shmuel. Here he says you're called a sinner, and there he says you're allowed to do it. So Tosis answers that a person who sits in the Tainus is called a sinner. However, the mitzvah that you're doing, that you're trying to repent through fasting is more important than the sin. Because it's a mitzvah for a person to take nidarm upon himself to try to be better. Like it says in Sota, the kolaros Sota b'kikula yazar atzman ayayin. Even though there's a little bit of a sin, it's like a mitzvah above avera. So just like it's mutter to fast, let's say a tainus chalom on Shabbos, because this way you're gonna do tshuva and you're gonna rip up your gzardin, and it's a mitzvah to get rid of your bad dreams by fasting. However, there's still ktsas avera b'davar. And nevertheless, you have to, if you fast the tanis chalom on Shabbos, you have to fast another fast. You have to fast because of the fast. So you see, even though it's a good thing to do, it's also a little bit of a bad thing to do. Because you're mevatel oneg Shabbos. That's a whole discussion over here. However, the Rambam paskins, like Shmuel, that if you, the Rambam is in Hilchos Deos, that a person who fasts is called a sinner. And it's mamish and Isser, he learned, the Rambam learns it's an Isser Gomer to fast. The Lech HaMishnah explains the Rambam to mean it's only Nisr D'Rabbanan. Only by a Nazir, he's called a Chote. And that answers Tosis Kasha. This that Shmuel said, that if you called a sin, that's Midrabanan. And in Bava Kamu, he says that you're allowed to sin, that's Midoraisa. That's what the Lech Chaim says. Midoraisa, it's okay. But Midrabanan, you're not allowed to. So that's Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Nikra Kadosh. He disagrees. He says a guy who fasts is called a holy person. Shnemar, Kadosh Yeh, Gadel, Pera, Sa'ar, Rosho. That the Nazir is called a Kadosh. Umazesh, Lutzir, Atzma, Elmi, Dover, Echa. This guy only separated from one thing, Nikra Kadosh. Hamitzar, Atzma, we call Dover, Lachs, Kama, Vakama. Ulishmuel, Vahayakre Kadosh, answers, Agidol, Parakai. That just means that his hair is Kadosh. No, that means a guy who, a Nazir who was metame himself, is called a sinner. Did he really say it's called Adam Atzmo Kilu Kadosh Shari Besoch Meyav? You should respect your desires. You're supposed to eat. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha. If you could tolerate it, so then it's okay to fast. You're called a Kadosh. That's a holy thing. But if you really can't tolerate it, your mamas ois mensch when you fast, then you shouldn't do that. That's his opinion. Rish Lakish, our third opinion, you're not called a chote, you're not called a kadosh, nikra chasich. Nemar, gomel nafshu ish chesed, v'ocher she'ero achzari. It's an ish chesed if you take away food from yourself. Amar Rav Sheshes, hi barbe rav yasim betanisa. If a Talmud Chacham sits in the Tainus, a dog should eat his food. So there's a machlokas. Is he saying something good or something bad? Like he deserves that a dog should eat his food, or no, it's good. Let the dog eat his food because he doesn't need it. And again, the Achronim say this. It depends whether you can tolerate it. If you could tolerate it and it doesn't, it's a good way of like distracting you from food and you can really focus on your learning more, then maybe it's a good thing. But if it's someone mamish, you always mention, you're thinking, the more you don't eat food, the more you're thinking about food all day long, and you're mamish weak, and you can't do anything, so then it's a bad thing. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Ein tanis tzibur b'bavel. You don't have the full tanis tzibur for the night before, because they didn't need rain as much. Ella tisha b'av bilvad. That's the only holiday, and Yom Kippur, that they would start from the night before. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Rishlokesh, ein tamini chacham rashleish b'tanis. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to sit betanis from Beis Shem Emayit from Lecha Shamayim. You're not going to be able to learn as well. You may be weak, you're not going to be able to learn, so Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be in the Tainus. Amir Rabbah Rish Lakish, Ein Talmud Chacham, Rash Lish, I just did that. Ochlin, okay, now we're back to the Mishnah. Said the Mishnah, Ochlin Vishosin Mishach HaShecha. So the first fast days, the Yechidim, the Talmud Chacham, they would eat at night, and only fast during the day. And it was mutter, all the other things. Amar Rabzir, Amar Huna, Yochid Shekibel of Tainis, Afil Ochel V'shasa Kol HaLayla, L'machar Hu Mispal Tfilas Tainis. So a Yochid who accepted upon himself, let's say by Mincha, so he said, I'm going to be B'Tainis tomorrow, even if he ate and drank the entire night, but L'machar, on the day of the Tainis, he says, Anenu, Lon B'Taniso. However, let's say after a whole day, the next day he fasts and he doesn't eat the following night. And now he says, oh, you know, I didn't eat the whole night. Maybe I should make tomorrow, the next day, a fast day as well. L'machar einu mispal shal tainus. You're not allowed to say anenu in Shmon Esen because you never accepted upon yourself that day as a tainus. So the Gemara here seems to say you could only say anenu on the following day if by the mincha before you accepted yourself that day as a tainus. Am Rav Yosef, my kasavar Rav Huna. Svirale ain misanim l'shos. If he holds that a fast that's only for a few hours is not called a fast. Odilma misanim l'shos. But or maybe he holds no. If you only fast for a little bit, like the night, so it is called a fast. Misanim l'shos ain misfal tfilas tanis. But if you only fast for a few hours, you don't say anenu. I'm labai lolum kasever vuna misanim l'shos. Really holds that you are allowed to fast. A fast for a few hours is called a fast. Misanim l'shos misfal tfilas tanis. And if you fast for a few hours, then you do say anenu. But here you never accepted it. Shani hacha, de'ikashos de'lelia, these are a few hours of fasting at night, de'lo kibbal alei me'ikara. You never accepted that as a fast. So even a Tanis shows, you have to accept yourself as a fast. If you accept the Tanis shows as a fast, the Gemara seems to conclude, you could say Anenu in Shmona Esrei. A little bit more. Mar Ukva Ikla Leninzik. Ginzik. Mar Ukva went to a place called Ginzik. Bo Minei. Misan L'shos, eh, Misan L'shos. They asked him, is it possible, is there such a thing as a fast for a few hours? He didn't know the answer. They're going to ask him five things. He didn't know the answer. They asked him another question. Kankanim shel nachrim. If you have earthenware vessels that store wine that belongs to Goyim and they have Yayin Nesach. Asurin o mutarin. Is a Jew allowed to use that to store his wine? Lo hav biyadi. They didn't know the answer. Bameh shimesh Moshe kol shivus yemei miluim. What garments did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the 7 days that he served as Kohen Gadol before they dedicated the Mishkan and Aaron took over? Lo hav biyadi. Question number three, he didn't know. So those... Question number three, he didn't know. Now, I think there are going to be more. Maybe there's only three. No, hold on. Azel l'shol bei midrash. So he went and asked these three questions to Beis Medrash. Unrelated, they told him, Hilchasa misanim l'shos. You can fast for a few hours. Umispal and tefilas tainus. And someone who has a fast for a few hours can say anenu. The Hilchasa kanakanish nechal achshneim asa chodesh mutarin. Earthenware jugs of a non-Jew, after 12 months, you're allowed to use them because the taste is gone. However, within 12 months, the only way you're allowed to use them is by pouring water in and out of them three times. That's what it says in three straight days. 3 days, you have to fill them up with water and then spill them out with water. And then the next day, do the same thing. I think you have to let the water sit in there all day, then spill it out, then do it again. Right, that's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel. Right. You leave the water in there for 24 hours, change the water, then leave it in for another 24 hours, change the water, then leave the water in for another 20 hours, change the water. And that's how we are matayar for blia of cold liquid. Blia of cold liquid, that's the way we get rid of it.
Is that halacha
l'maaseh? Yes. Okay. Yes, that's halacha l'maaseh, yeah. B'meshim yishmosh kol shuvi B'chaluk lavan, he wore a white garment. Rav Kahana masti b'chaluk lavan she'ein lo imra. It had no hem, so that they shouldn't be choshesh that he stole money. He would steal stuff. Okay. Yeah, we're going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
You too, Reb Zalman.
Is over here that considered sinner if you're fasting if you don't actually do the tshuva. You just fast without the tshuva.
Ah, a yarl kimis maseim, not a sakovis tanisa from Nindrik. Very good, Avi.
So you've answered my shadow. I just bought a Havdalah set from eBay.